everybody, and welcome back to the Gummy Bear Podcast. Okay, Alice, do you know what we're gonna do today?
No.
Yes, you do.
We're gonna learn about dogs.
What kind of dogs?
Pit bulls.
Yes, aren't you so excited? Mm-hmm. People might think pit bulls are like bloodthirsty monsters, but we'll see if they are or if they're not, right? Yeah. But first, we gotta do a little something, right? Before we get into, the pit bull part.
Good job.
Okay.
Now let's learn.
Alice, do you know anything about pit bulls? What do you know?
That they're just really cute.
Is that an opinion or is that... Is that information? I think that's an opinion because, you know, some people think pit bulls are so scary.
Yeah.
So that's an opinion. And so I know a little bit about pit bulls. People might still do this, but they used to do this. They used to use pit bulls to fight, and people thought they were scary because they fought. And so people just keep on thinking, like, oh, pit bulls are so scary, but people trained pit bulls to do that, but pit bulls probably didn't want to do that. And pit bulls have a really nice heart. Like, they may not look nice on the outside, but they look so cute on the inside. And I should know because I have a pit bull.
Yeah, you do have a pit bull.
She's so cute.
Yeah.
And so, Alice, since we don't know too much, should we learn about pit bulls?
Yeah.
Okay. Alice, we learned a little bit, right?
Yeah.
So we learned that pit bulls are nice. And well, we knew that.
And pit bulls can climb up walls.
Yes, they can climb walls. Also, something very surprising was they're the largest dog breeds in the world.
Yes.
They're the most. So that means pit bulls. There are more pit bulls in the world than other dogs.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Alice, does that make you sad or does that make you happy or what?
Happy.
Also, they're good house pets. Mm-hmm. And, oh, this one's really fun. They protect their owners.
Yeah.
They try to protect their owners. That's why they bark a lot.
Yeah. But if they people that they don't know, then, yeah, they bark at them.
Alice, I've got something.
Yes.
So how about we do, like, a fast round, like where we try to answer the most questions about dogs that we can.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want to go first or should I?
No, okay. I'll go.
To ask the questions or to answer the questions?
Answer.
Okay.
Go.
So how this will work is Alice, I'm gonna ask you 4 questions, and we'll do them fast, and you have to try to answer as many as you can. And then, you will, and then if you can't figure out what the answer is, just say pass, okay? Are you ready?
Yes.
Speed round time.
Are pitbulls dangerous?
No.
Are boy or girl pitbulls more aggressive?
Pass.
Are boy or girl pitbulls better?
Pass.
Are pitbulls dangerous?
No.
Do pitbulls like to cuddle?
Yes.
Good job, Alice. High five. It's mostly unlikely, but I think sometimes.
So, next one. Are pitbulls banned from Australia?
Yes.
Are pitbulls banned from the USK?
If you mean the UK, yes.
Yeah, it's the UK.
Okay. Alice, do you think we should make a story about pitbulls?
Yes!
Okay. Here we go. Once upon a time, there was a little pit bull named Alice. And she could talk. A lot of people saw her and were like, ah, there's a pit bull. And started screaming and running away from her. Before she even could have the chance to ask them if they wanted to adopt her. She was so very sad. And one day a lady came and said, "Hey you, what are you doing right here? You're a pit bull. Everybody's scared of pit bulls. Why are you here though? You don't look like the talking pit bull I heard about. Are you the talking pit bull?
I know.
What is your name?
Alice.
Well, Alice the pit bull, go find an owner, or should I send you to the pound? Here, I will send you to the pound. But little did Alice know that if you stay at the pound too long, they can kill you. But the woman that sent her to the pound just put her to the pound because everybody thought she was so ugly and stuff. There you go. You will find a new home soon. Okay, here's your food. Alice was very lonely, and everybody that came near her cage, they never wanted to walk her. And then one day, Alice heard someone saying something. Okay, so Jerry, you want to kill Alice the pit bull tomorrow? No, Tuesday. Okay. Alice was so very worried, and it was only Sunday. She had 2 days until something very bad would happen. Maybe she could show people that she was the strong pit bull, and she could change everything. She had an idea. She thought, tomorrow I will ask if someone will want to take me home, and I will show them all the love. I will convince them to walk me, and then they'll just fall right in love with me. And she went to sleep. The next morning, someone walked by her cage. The person was about to say, "You look very ugly," until Alice said something. Thank you. you can talk? Are you gonna convince me to walk you or something? Yes. I guess I have to if you want to convince me. And then the woman walked her. And then they were so happy, the woman fell right in love with her. Everybody thought it was so strange, but then the woman showed them how nice Alice was. And then everybody started walking the pit bulls, and the woman adopted Alice. And they lived happily ever after. The end. That's all we have for today. Bye.
I'm gonna go clean the dishes.
But don't drop anything.